speech on dissent, and I thought it was a hell of a good speech, but I believe you would. But
I have read it.
Dick Russell said he's just right on the nose. He called me the other day. He's got a judge down there, and I had Fortas examine him to see whether the Attorney General wouldn't recommend him. He's fighting, so I called Clifford and Fortas in. Both of them are good judges, and both of them are fair. Fortas is from Memphis, and Clifford is from St. Louis, and I figured they could be fair. And they looked at it and studied it for a day or two and came back and said Russell was right and the Attorney General was wrong. The lawyer had said that the judges were tyrants in black robes. But that was back in the 50s. That's all he'd said. And all of them admitted they'd said more than that. Jimbo Black had said more than that. They claim he's one of the best lawyers in Georgia. Yeah. So Fortas recommended that we appoint him, and the Attorney General recommended against it, and I just had a fight about it. I got the FBI looking back into it now. But Russell told me he thought that Fortas' speech was just, it was on concerning dissent and civil disobedience. He says a fellow's got a right to go into a library where he's entitled to be, public funds, and ask for a book. And if they don't give him a book to picket it or to protest it any way he can in this public place, to go out and interfere and obstruct and interfere with somebody's rights, some other person's rights, by throwing yourself in front of an automobile or in the street, they just can't have that. That's fire in a crowded theater.
Well, that's all right.
And Russell said he's just as sound as he can be, and that's what we've got to come to. But that's what some of them say is a political speech. Now, that's what he said, but he has done that. But anyway, the question I think would be, I believe Dirksen will be for Fortas. He's always been strong for him. I believe Ruska would be. I believe most of the Democrats would be. I think Russell would be. The question is, where do I go from there? Well, I haven't got him. I just believe that. But the question I think is that the associate justice that would take the place. I've got to get somebody that I think would be satisfactory to all of them. It wouldn't make the Democrats too mad, and it would be satisfactory to the Republicans. That's a key vote, and you've got to be a key man. Or I could just refuse to accept Warren's resignation and let him go on. If Humphrey's elected, Humphrey could name him. If Nixon's elected, why, Warren could go on and serve it out. I don't think I'd like to do that, but I could do it. I noticed Scotty Reston's got a big column this morning. He said that Adams, in his last days in January, before Jefferson came in March, named Marshall Chief Justice. And he said that the president's term runs till January 20th, and there's not much thing to say we won't appoint anybody because he announced he wasn't going to run in March. Now, we got three or four that we're thinking of. I want to talk to you about them. It's a California vacancy. And Tom Clark gave up the Texas vacancy. So we've got Texas and California. There's a guy on the circuit court in California named Dunaway. I don't know anything about him. I don't know whether he's any good or not, but he is a possibility. This guy that used to be Hugo Black's law clerk. They say is pretty extreme. A fellow named Frank in Arizona that has been recommended by a lot of the bar as a brilliant fella. I don't think I'd want to get him. There's a fellow that they recommend from Alabama named Johnson. I think he's a. I don't think you ought to have two from Alabama. There's a Homer Thornberry from my state. He's been on the trial bench in circuit court. I think he would make a good, reasonable justice, but I'd prefer to go somewhere else. If I could, he's got a good record. Dick told me he'd be his first choice, but I could go to Cy Vance, who's a hell of a good lawyer. I'd have to pull him out of Paris. He's 50 years old. He's from this part of the country. I hate to take a Texas seat and a California seat and move it east. He's from West Virginia. He was raised there by a widowed mother. And he went off to Yale, and he never did come back after Yale. He went to New York, and then I brought him down here with the Armed Services Committee. And I got him in Paris now, and he's I don't know anything about what kind of decisions he'd have. I know that Homer would be very much like Tom Clark. I don't think he'd be brilliant. I don't think he'd be exceptionally outstanding. But they tell me that the lawyers like him on the court. He made a hell of a good trial judge. And they say he's got one of the best records in the Fifth Circuit. So he could get by. I don't believe the liberal Democrats would get too mad at him. And Dirksen likes him very much. They used to... but I would be charged with cronyism. Yeah. Now I could go to Vance. I think I could go to Clifford. I hate to take him out of the Defense Department. And I don't know. I don't know what his decisions would be. I don't know. I have no idea. I haven't talked to him about himself. His first choice, I think, would be Vance. Fortas' first choice would be Thornberry. Fortas says the court is badly in need of somebody that has legislative experience. He'd like to have somebody that'd been in the legislature, somebody that'd been a judge, somebody that'd been in Congress. He thinks that there's nobody over there except Hugo that's ever had any legislative experience at all, and he says most of the court's work is trying to figure out what the hell Congress wanted, intended. That's what Fortas told Clifford yesterday in the meeting we had yesterday morning. I think Warren would prefer Goldberg. As a matter of fact, he told me he would. I just don't believe I could have Fortas as Chief Justice and bring Goldberg back. I just think that the Republicans would raise hell and the Southern Democrats would raise hell. Of course, Goldberg will raise hell if I don't do it, and I've got that. It would be put them under fire, would it?
Yes.
Find an associate justice that will suit you and will suit Dirksen and suit Mansfield and suit Russell and suit me, and the liberals won't be mad at enough to fight. Now that's about what it adds up to. Somebody that we're sure of. Now, not many of them, I know what opinions they'll render. I know that if your damn head was going to be cut off, that Fortas would be fair and just and try to save it, although he's liberal as hell. I don't know what Clifford would do. I don't know what Vance would do. I don't know what Frank of Arizona would do. I don't know what Johnson would do. I know what Thornberry would do. I know what he'd do.
How long has Frank been on the bench?
I have no idea. I never heard of him until the Attorney General recommended him.
Well, now there's one man.
The Attorney General recommended three lawyers: Frank Johnson of Alabama, Homer Thornberry of Texas, Dunway of California.
One man from Arizona, old man Hayden, put on district 10. That wasn't any question in my mind. One time, something about him, I couldn't see how he got by, except Carl Hayden was running.
No, the one that they recommend, no, Dunway is from California.
No, Frank.
Oh, Frank, he's just a private lawyer. No, no, he's an awfully extreme fellow, too. He's a private lawyer. He was Black's law clerk. Black wrote me, he's written me several letters. I've got all kinds of letters from the bar. No, the Attorney General didn't recommend him. The Attorney General recommended, he gave me a list of 20. He didn't recommend anybody specifically. But the list, let me get the list. Thornberry, Fowler, Vance, Clifford, Frank Johnson.
Now, right there, isn't he a Republican?
Who?
Frank Johnson.
I don't know.
I ain't even 45 now.
I never heard of him. Kuechel.
What Kuechel is that?
The Senator Kuechel.
Oh, God, he's hell, he's abolished his job.
George Ball. Carl Sanders. Homer Thornberry, Jack Roberts. He's a new judge. I wouldn't appoint him. He succeeded Thornberry on the federal bench, trial judge. Then they talked about Harris and Jackson and Pastore. Dunaway, D-U-N-A-W-A-Y, from California. Said he didn't know whether Carl Sanders was a good enough lawyer or not. He said that Jaworski from Houston ought to be considered because he's a big man in American bar, but he didn't.
Who was that?
Leon Jaworski.
I don't
know. He's a big man in the American bar, but I don't think he ought to be. He said Frank Johnson was a great judge. I said, well, I can't have two from Alabama. Got Evo Black. Well, Black resigned. He said, no. I said, well, let's don't consider him. Pastore's had a heart attack. I don't know about him. Jackson is out there in Washington. We already got, yeah, we got Bill Douglas on from there. And so we can't have two from Alabama or two from Washington when you don't have. I guess I could, I don't know, I guess this would be outrageous, but they do a lot of strange things these days. I think we ought to name Fortas Chief Justice and accept Warren's resignation, but I think I can get by with it, and I think everybody like it. He's represented Dirksen, I mean, he and Rusker, they all know him and think he's able and good. Russell likes him. But I got to find somebody to fill his place. I might just demand Tom Clark come back and get another man for Attorney General. I guess that's too much to do. Tom's 69. But hell, he'd still have 10 years to be as old as Warren.
Might be
9 years. I don't know what the liberals would say about throwing Ramsey out and putting his daddy back in. I don't know whether he would do it or not. I don't know, but I believe Tom's pretty non-controversial among the Republicans and among the Southerners. Dick Russell said he was the worst man he thought he ever saw appointed to court, and he wound up the best one he ever saw. And he used to just cuss him to me all the time, every time we'd go to a ball game, say he's totally incompetent, he ought to have gone on the court at all, and then he told me the other day he was the best judge that'd been on him. I don't know what the liberals would say about that.
They couldn't say anything. What could they say?
Well, I guess they could say